Hare Krishna Madhupati is asking a question. Basically, he's saying, if one wants to get prema and go back to Krishna, one has to get Gayatri Mantra from his spiritual master. One has to get second initiation, and without this, spiritual life will be inconclusive. Do I understand correctly? If yes, does it mean that mere Harinam initiation will not take me back to Godhead? Two things should be understood here. One is the potency of Harinam and Diksha mantras, and also the potency of the person who's chanting these mantras. Harinam in itself is sufficient to guarantee one love of God and to take us back to Godhead. One doesn't need to take to accept Diksha mantra. However, if one is not chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra purely, then one will not go back to Godhead. One will not attain prema. And therefore, it is compulsory that devotees take second initiation so that they chant both the Gayatri Mantra and are thereby empowered as brahmanas to worship the deity in order to purify their hearts so that they become further qualified in the chanting of the Lord's holy names, for ultimately it is the Lord's name, either as the Maha Mantra or the Lord's names within the Diksha Mantras that we chant that deliver us. And when those mantras are chanted free of offense and chanted purely, then perfection is guaranteed. So we should always keep in mind the extraordinary potency of devotional service, of the holy name, of the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, of great devotees, is described throughout scripture very extensively. Simply bathing in Radha Kund, one awakens one's dormant love of God. These are the powers, unsurpassed powers, of devotional activities. And yet, if devotees do not perform these activities purely, then by their offenses they cover these potencies. And the result comes, but comes only after a very long time, that long time being when by performing less than perfect devotional service, one gradually becomes purified at heart and the quality of one's devotion increases, or execution of these activities, until one can actually relish the mature fruit of all these devotional activities, love of God. Hare Krishna.